1, 2, 3, 4, test. We are testing the recording equipment prior to going out on a field survey of the Washington reaction.
We are, boys.
And we want to have it for permanent record, what people are thinking.
I see.
That's all. This is what people are saying and thinking about.
I thought you were broadcasting.
Oh, no, it isn't a broadcast. We're just making recordings.
Recordings,
that's
I see them.
Okay. Huh? Well, just come on, just a little bit closer. I mean, what was your first feeling when you heard that they had declared war?
First feeling.
Yeah. What'd you think about it?
I lost all hope for my furlough.
You did? When did you hear about it first?
Well, just when I got outside the football game.
Yeah. Well, where are you? Are you on a ship now or are you on leave?
No, Naval Air Station in Acosta.
Yeah. Well, what's the word? Do you think you'll be ordered off? You can't tell, I guess.
Can't tell.
How about it? Do you think we have a good chance of winning?
No doubt about it.
No doubt, huh?
Nobody else is any stronger.
What's that?
Ain't nobody else any stronger.
Well, it's pretty. What did the fellas think? What did they think when it first happened? Were they all surprised? I mean, was there no way of expecting it?
Yeah, I kind of expected them to think.
Yeah. And you think we're really going to win?
Yeah, that's what it could.
Okay, how about you fellas? Do you think we're going to come out of this thing okay?
I hope.
What was the first feeling you had, any of you fellas, about it when it first...
We might as well get it over with. We're here, we got to learn, so we might as well make peace out of it.
Are you fellas out at Meade, or...?
We're over
Belvoir.
At the Belvoir.
Belvoir.
Training.
Was there any change in the camp? I mean, any difference
no,
in the order?
No, except that the fellas were worried about passes getting on.
They're heavier guards.
They're worried more about the passes than they were the war.
What'd they do, call all passes in, didn't they?
They did, but they canceled again. They haven't made
first
up their
mind
yet.
First they canceled all these and furloughs, and then they gave them back.
Oh. Are you fellas from around this part of the country? Or
we're from Philadelphia.
From Philadelphia. What, a lot of people said they didn't believe the news when they first heard it, that war was declared. Did you have any of that feeling? Or
well, we were home.
No,
we heard
I was in camp when I heard it. We believed it.
You were in camp?
Yeah.
Well, do you think it would come from that direction, though?
No.
Well, I had word from a fellow down Bragg. He said they were expecting any day to start war with Japan.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a... Do you think it's going to be a long one, or how do you feel about it?
I think it's going to be something like Germany. They're going to surprise us.
You think they're going to surprise?
Yeah, I think it's going to be longer than what a lot more people think of it. A lot of people think it'll be over in about 6 months.
Well, that's what the president said in his speech today. It's going to be a long haul, and words to that effect.
Did you all listen to the broadcast that happened today?
Oh, yeah. Everybody listened to it. They made us sit there and listen to it.
Entire battalion listened to it.
What, did you assemble in
barracks?
We were supposed to assemble outside over the loudspeaker, but then everybody had a radio in their barracks, so they left us listening inside.
What were the fellas saying out there at camp generally? I mean, when the speech was coming over.
Well, Now we can learn to shoot. Now we can use it. That's all. We all were anxious to get going.
You said the first thing everybody said they were worried about the passes.
Oh, they were worried about the passes. They said, geez, we can't go home no more now. Our furloughs are gone.
Well, how do you feel? I mean, there's a lot. Do you feel there's more behind it than that? Do you think this is really the beginning of a bigger thing, or do you think this is end, it'll be the end?
What do you think we'll be fighting for in this war anyway? I mean, from your point of view, what are you going to be fighting for yourself?
Well, democracy, I reckon. Something like that, you know.
That's what they always say.
Our forefathers fought for us, so we'll fight for our...
How did you feel about
it?
How did you hear
it?
First hear about the...
Well, it's about 5 o'clock. I was in the house. I didn't get out until a little late.
Were you surprised by the news, or did you...
No, I rather expected it. It looked like the appeasement talks had failed, or the peace talks had failed. And it was just a question of time. It was either... something had to be done very quick about it. They'd come right to a peak. It was either to go to war or give it up.
Japan would attack.
Well, do you think this is going to be a short or a long war?
No, I think it'll be a long, drawn-out affair.
Do you think it's going to be any more than just this, present war, or just with Japan?
No, Germany, Italy, and Japan have a mutual assistance pact, I believe, isn't it?
Has anything been done about that?
Well, Italy and Germany haven't declared war yet, but they expect it to momentarily, the way I understand it.
Sir, would you say a word? What's your name?
Yes, sir. I'm a World War veteran, 17 and 18. Mm-hmm. The last time I went to fight for democracy, they told me to fight for democracy, and I went over there, I volunteered. But next time, I'm going to fight the hate in my heart. What's in me, what's in my being, I'm going to kill, slaughter. There'll be not a one. If I come across a wounded one, wouldn't interest me. I'd kill my own father if he dare fight against this country. I am American, not by birth, but by choice. And I'm mighty damn proud of it. What we ought to do in this country to chase every damn skunk, German, Russian, Japanese, where they come from, and never bring them back in this country. I wish I was a president for about 1 year, I would have been not a goddamn skunk left here in this country. I'll tell you that right here and right now.
It goes for me, too. I'm a veteran, too.
Are you a veteran? What's your name, sir? When were you over in the war?
1918.
How do you feel about the present war?
How I feel about it, I feel that they ought to knock the shit out of Germany and Japan both, which I think we will do. It's got to be done, so why not start now?
You think it's
we held
be...
off too long as it is, I think.
You think we've waited too long?
Yeah, we should have been in action long ago.
And you think it's going to be a long war? Or...
Well, if we get going, it won't last long, I don't think.
It was pretty bad news, the first part of it.
Well,
we heard.
They got a little jump on us, but we'll make up for that, I think.
You think we're coming back fast?
Sure, I know we will.
Were you surprised when you heard the news?
No,
first...
I wasn't. I even went as far as to predict last week that Japan would attack first.
Is that a fact? That's what a lot of people thought, that that would be the first one. Came a little more suddenly.
I know they were for time, at least I thought so. Anyhow, it was my opinion of it.
But you feel we're going to see it through, all right?
Oh, no doubt about that.
Okay.
What's going to be your part in this thing, do you think?
Do everything I'm supposed to do. And he said, I'm working president in the government printing office.
You won't be called back to active service.
I can never tell. But if I have to be called back, I'm willing to go again.
Okay, so thanks.
Pardon me, and I'm going to tell you something else. United States never lost a war yet, and never going to lose it. Because, by gosh, we might tune a rag about our presidents, about our congressmen, about our, what do you call it, in charge of a state...
Secretary of State?
No.
Governors?
Governors. But when they come to fight, damn it, we'll fight. The last breath. And I'm mighty damn proud I'm American. The only one thing hurts me, my heart is American, my thoughts are American, but my damn tongue, I never naturalized that.
Okay,
come down to South Carolina.
The guard over here at the Gaddy.
Can he come over and say something?
Yeah.
Well, done. Come over here.
Huh? Will you take some card over for the guard?
Take card over for the guard.
Hey, Captain, I don't know what to talk about.
Well, how do you feel about the war?
How do I feel about the war? You want my can of
opinion?
Yes, we do.
Gentlemen, ask me how I feel about the war. Well, yesterday afternoon, about 20 minutes to 2, right here over this, in front of the Gaiety Theater, we got the word over the radio that Japan has declared that took a shot at Hawaii, killed about 350 men. Well, myself, I was fit to be tied. And if I was young, I'd be in an airplane tonight making for that destination. That's about all. This is the Barker at the Gaiety Theater.
Here, boy. Okay.
Let's get his call.